It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. A New Mexico state senator says he has tested positive for COVID-19 and will quarantine at home while a special legislative session takes place on political redistricting. Democratic State Senator Bobby Gonzalez of Taos told the AP on Thursday that he tested positive for the coronavirus the previous day through a rapid test. The retired educator said he informed Senate leadership out of concern for anyone who might have been exposed through close contact. Holiday goodwill doesn't extend to scammers, but experts say peace of mind is possible with common sense strategies to avoid schemes that can steal your joy and your money. Ross Brown with the Texas News Service has more.
Successful scammers spend a whole year coming up with new strategies and methods to bilk consumers buying gifts for family and friends. Beverly Gore with AARP Texas says if you plan to buy gift cards from a big box store, make sure they haven't been stripped of their value prior to purchase.
There are some criminals who know how to drain your gift card of its value. And our survey found that 21% of U.S. adults gave or received a gift card with no value on it.
If you fall victim to a scam, Gore says you should immediately contact the store or law enforcement. The AARP survey and tips to avoid scams is at aarp.org/tx. I'm Roz Brown.
Moving on to more news, a federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers at facilities that receive Medicare and Medicaid funding is on hold for now. Texas was one of over a dozen states to challenge the rule in court. While most hospital employees have gotten the shot, Texas Tech Public Media's Sarah Self-Walbrick reports that in the Lubbock area, not every provider is rolling up their scrub sleeve.
The crowd at Maxey Park near Covenant Children's Hospital grows on a chilly Sunday afternoon. Protesters wear patriotic attire as they line up along a busy thoroughfare. They hold signs that encourage passersby to honk in support. This protest is organized by a group called Health Freedom of Lubbock. They are against COVID-19 vaccine mandates. In today's crowd of hundreds, many attendees are healthcare workers. Registered nurse Donna Himlow is one of them.
I'm out here because I think it should be our choice to get the vaccine. We shouldn't be forced to.
Himlow enjoys her job and hopes to receive a medical exemption from having to get vaccinated, though those are not granted often. She says she has a genetic condition. Himlow thought about getting the shot, but...
And then I thought, no, this is an experiment, and it's not just me. I know a lot of people say it's science, but it's not.
The three coronavirus vaccine formulas are authorized by federal regulators because research shows they're safe and effective. Still, millions of Texans and over half of Lubbockites are not fully immunized. In an effort to increase the vaccination rate, the federal government instated multiple vaccine requirements tied to employment.
We have always mandated vaccines for healthcare workers.
That's Dr. Stephen Burke, Dean of the School of Medicine at the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center.
It's not really to protect them so much, although that's important too. It's to make sure they don't give any of those diseases to patients.
Just a few days before the deadline for healthcare workers to get the first dose of a two-shot COVID-19 vaccine or a one-dose shot, a federal judge in Louisiana blocked the nationwide mandate. That doesn't mean it's a done deal, but the requirement is paused for now. Burke thinks the mandate became so controversial because of one medical principle, autonomy.
That principle says you respect the wishes of a patient. If a patient doesn't want a certain treatment, then they're not going to get that treatment.
But Burke says autonomy has to be in balance with public health and what's best for the greater good. The doctor highlights misinformation as another complicating factor.
I would say for the most part, misinformation has done better than really getting out the true facts about this pandemic. And so people are going to make decisions based on information that's incorrect.
University Medical Center nurse Tate Leonard says the decision was easy for her. She's new in her career and works on a critical care floor. She got the Pfizer vaccine as soon as she could at the beginning of the year.
I am very pro-vaccine. Yes, it could have some side effects, but doesn't all medicine, you know?
Leonard says she has no problem with the mandate and thinks it will give patients peace of mind.
I wouldn't feel safe knowing that someone that was taking care of me in a setting such as the hospital when I'm really, really sick, wasn't protected against all of these viruses and things.
Still, she says she understands some of her coworkers feel differently about the shot requirement.
But I think it's for the right reasons, and it's to protect others who can't protect themselves.
3 days before the original deadline for healthcare workers to get the first dose of a coronavirus vaccine, University Medical Center, where Leonard works, reported 94% of its staff is in compliance with the mandate. For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick.